From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jennifer Pemberton with this local and statewide news update. In most cities big enough to have two or more high schools, you go to the one that's closest to you, and you don't get a say in it. But in Juneau, incoming freshmen get to choose between the town's two main high schools themselves. But with a shrinking population, some people question whether there should be two high schools at all. KTOO's Zoe Gruskin reports.
Juneau Douglas High School Yada'at Kakhla has an auto shop and the only high school hockey team in town. Russian is only offered at Thunder Mountain High School, and it has a rifle team. These are all reasons a student might pick one school over the other, says JDHS Principal Paula Kasperson. It's a big choice, and as she sees it,
students are rising to some of the challenge of really taking some ownership of their academic paths, of their areas of interest, of the high school student they want to be.
Kasperson has worked at the high school for 22 years, since well before the newer school, Thunder Mountain, opened in 2008. Today, JDHS is a modest-sized high school with just under 600 students. But Kasperson remembers the days when they had almost three times that many. Some classes were held in a neighboring building, but even so, hallways were crowded, and there were concerns about students falling through the cracks. Kasperson says being a smaller school has allowed JDHS to be more personal.
I think there is a real emphasis on relationship and connectedness. And when you're one student of 600, it's far harder to be lost in the school day.
But a high school of 600 is never what the district had in mind. Back in the early 2000s, when plans got underway for a second high school, the district believed Juneau's population was growing. They'd hired a consultant who predicted that by 2005, Juneau would be home to more than 2,000 high school students, far more than could fit in the existing school. With that expectation, the city voted to build a second high school in the Mendenhall Valley. That's Thunder Mountain. That happened. But the population growth never did.
We were peaked out, and then ever since, the numbers have gone down every single year.
Kurt Jenich has taught history at JDHS since before the second high school was built. He's been a vocal critic of the split and hopes to see the district re-merge JDHS and Thunder Mountain into a single high school. Mostly, he's concerned that dividing the school's resources has limited opportunities for students. He says the small staffs at each school have to focus on teaching courses that are required for graduation. Electives have disappeared.
We have a huge offering in our course catalog. The course catalog looks quite impressive on paper, but that's not something that we can offer up on a consistent basis.
So in a given year, a lot of those courses aren't taught, says Jenich. But not everyone agrees that splitting the high schools is to blame for lost classes. Or at least, some say it's not the main culprit. Carol May teaches math. She was one of the original teachers to move from JDHS to Thunder Mountain back in 2008. She says if the schools were to recombine, they could probably offer a few more things. But she says,
the main reason that we have lost electives is because of the state budget cuts. We have been cutting and cutting and cutting, and there's really nothing left to cut except for electives.
For the record, May has been pretty happy having two smaller high schools. She knows more of the students in the hallways, and she says she sees more of them getting involved in activities. Currently, the school district counts 702 students at Thunder Mountain and 590 at JDHS. The district says, together, that's more than could fit into either high school. Right now, it's committed to the system in place of two comprehensive high schools and a smaller alternative high school. There is no magic number, no enrollment threshold, that would trigger immediate changes. So for now, it's still up to Juneau's 8th graders to decide, am I a Falcon or a Crimson Bear? In Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin.
8th graders in Juneau who submitted their high school choice to the district by February 8th are guaranteed their chosen school between JDHS and Thunder Mountain. Students interested in attending the alternative high school must apply directly. The Governor's Arts and Humanities Awards took place last week in Juneau, and while the governor himself did not attend, artists, educators, and advocates of the arts from around the state received awards from his commissioner of the Department of Administration. But this Wednesday, the governor will lay out his budget plan for the coming year, and it's unclear what that will mean for the people and programs represented at the award ceremony. KTOO's Scott Burton reports.
Among the awardees are Metlakatla teachers Jack and John Hudson, father and son, who are receiving the Alaska Native Arts Award. They've been teaching Northwest Coast and Tsimshian arts to the community for close to half a decade. Father Jack, who stands stoically on stage, has asked his son, John, to speak for him. And he's telling a story about the school that maybe he didn't tell his daddy was going to share.
That in that old wooden building, there was no bathroom. And that he felt bad for the students because the bathroom was a long ways away. And when we have 75-mile-an-hour winds blowing in southeast Alaska, like you've probably experienced here, some of the kids didn't want to have to make the long trek to the bathroom. So he found a private corner and set up a screen and cut a hole in the floor with a trap door so some of the kids could pee down the hole. You took a risk, Dad.
Father Jack actually cut him off at the end. Beyond a fun anecdote about the myriad of ways it takes to be a good teacher and several examples of how their program has benefited the community of Metlakatla, John takes a moment to address the deciders in the audience.
Our program is part of the public education system, and I hope that our elected officials can see the value in our public schools and continue to fund them so programs like ours and so many others don't become in jeopardy of disappearing.
They received their award from the Commissioner of the Department of Administration, Kelly Chewbacca. She tells the audience how being in A Christmas Carol at the Anchorage Community Theater positively affected her life.
In fact, if I hadn't ever joined that Christmas Carol production, I probably would still be a hardened, reclusive personality, and I never would be the leader that I've grown up to be.
So Chewbacca understands the value of the arts and arts education, and
I do see that the governor really prioritizes children and education. That doesn't mean that we have the money to sustain it the way that we've been funding it before. We haven't really been funding it. We've actually just been overspending.
Chewbacca also says the governor is committed to balancing the budget. And John Hudson III has this message for the administration as it works through this process.
Please reconsider the budget cuts that he's proposed during the middle of the school year, and maybe consider some other places that money could be saved, but not with the future of our schools and our students and our quality teachers here in the state of Alaska.
The process for deciding what stays and goes starts this Wednesday when the governor shares his priorities for the state budget. In Juneau, I'm Scott Burton.
360 North is under contract to broadcast the Governor's Arts and Humanities Awards. Some Alaska lawmakers say that a new ethics rule is too limiting. They say that it's aimed to address conflicts of interest, but it goes too far, limiting interactions with constituents and their ability to weigh in on bills where they have expertise. The law's sponsor, former state representative Jason Gren, says the interpretation of the law by a legislative ethics committee is too expansive. He says he wanted to bring light to any conflicts at the committee level and on the House and Senate floors. The committee has interpreted the law as applying also to private meetings. Ethics officials say legislators can participate in committee and floor debate on bills where they have a conflict and vote, though they are to publicly declare their conflicts, but they can't have similar discussions in private with fellow lawmakers or anyone else. Turning now to weather, the clear skies are sticking around this afternoon and evening. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 18. That's downtown, more like 5 degrees for the low in the Mendenhall Valley. There's a slight chance of snow and freezing drizzle afternoon tomorrow. We could get up to 1 inch of snow, increasing clouds later in the day with a high near 32. There's a 50% chance of snow on Wednesday, and the sunny skies that we've been seeing are expected to return on Friday. It's currently 23 degrees at the Juneau International Airport. I'm Jennifer Pemberton. You're listening to All Things Considered on KTOO.